Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Bridget Unfiltered Airlines, departing momentarily for the far-off land of accountability. If this is your first time flying with us, welcome. If you're a repeat flyer, we appreciate your business as we know you could be listening to any other podcast. My name is Bridget, and as your captain, in true to form with today's woman, I am doing it all. Today's journey will take us through several time zones, Delusion Standard Time, Fantasy Wife Island, and of course, our final destination, the curious world of Passport Bro Nation. Now, before we take off, a few safety reminders. If you're traveling with a fragile ego, please secure it under the seat in front of you. If you believe modern American women are indeed the problem, please locate the nearest exit, which may be behind you, and don't let the airplane door stop you from jumping. If you start feeling uncomfortable during the flight, congratulations, you are capable of self-awareness. Today we'll be cruising at an altitude of how the heck did Passport Bros make its way through our social medias and conversations? Our flight attendants will be coming down the aisles shortly with light refreshments, including red flags, cultural misunderstandings, and a free map showing where emotional maturity is located. Please make sure your expectations are fully upright and your stereotypes are fastened tightly. At this time, all logic must be placed in airplane mode. That means you can no longer pretend the dating pool is just out to get you, that we are all gold diggers. Sir, she asked for steak at a steakhouse for dinner, not gold. Or consider swiping left, as that is as far as the extent of your social reach. We remind you that this is a non-judgmental flight unless you start bragging about how women overseas, quote, know their place, in which case we will gently guide you exactly where you belong, in the cargo area of the plane with the rest of the dogs. In just a moment, we'll push back from the gate and dive into what Passport Bros actually are, why they exist, and whether this movement is a romantic adventure they imagine or just a vacation delusion. On behalf of the entire crew, thank you for flying with Bridget Unfiltered Airlines. Buckle up, tuck in, and relax. This flight might get bumpy, just like the sexual diseases you might get and give to women internationally, since research shows most Passport Bros forget what responsibility even means. Cabin crew, prepare for takeoff. Let's picture this little scenario. It's a warm evening somewhere in middle America. A lone man sits at his computer wearing the same cargo shorts from high school. And his search bar is asking the same question it has been asking for the last 6 months. Where do men find good women these days? He leans back. He sighs. He clicks on something that promises paradise. And suddenly, the screen grows and glows, like me in the presence of food, and a website promises a foreign land where the women are soft, the Wi-Fi is strong, and everyone somehow will just appreciate him in ways no one back home ever could. Sounds like heaven on earth, doesn't it? This, dear listeners, is the birthplace of our modern character, the Passport Bro. Now, what exactly is a Passport Bro? In simple terms, he's a guy who believes the dating pool in the United States has become so bad, so chaotic, so panic-inducing, that the only logical solution is to hop on a plane, wait in line at least 4 hours at customs, and just go find love somewhere that doesn't perhaps require therapy first. Some of them say that they're doing it to find more
quote, traditional women. Others say that they're escaping American feminism, and some just want to reinvent themselves in a country where no one knows that they exactly peaked in ninth grade basketball. We have those friends, don't we? But here's where our radio story gets interesting. The Passport Bro movement isn't new. Like, not at all. Men have been traveling overseas for women since long before Instagram Reels and TikTok was even a thing. In the 1960s alone, men were stationed abroad during the war. Businessmen posted to Europe, and the Peace Corps had volunteers in South America. Countless of romantic cross-cultural love stories bloomed. The difference now is the marketing, the aesthetic of it all. The tutorials made by guys who filmed themselves on motorbikes yelling into their phones in a tropical shirt that hasn't been washed since they came off the damn plane. And suddenly, it isn't just travel. Suddenly, they feel like they're part of a community that understands them. And the way these men describe foreign women, it starts to sound like they think femininity is something you can just go buy at the duty-free shop when you get off the plane. But guys and girls, here's a twist. The one that our listeners come here for. Are Passport Bros really finding deeper, healthier relationships abroad? Or are they just mistaking nice girls for women who actually care? Are they discovering new love or just escaping accountability back home? I'm your narrator for the evening, and trust me, it's not all palm trees and coconut oil glistening in the sun. Today's episode is simple. We're just wanting to understand. Before we continue tonight's broadcast, just a friendly reminder, everything you hear on this show comes straight from your host Bridget's own lived experience, her questionable adventures, and her research that she fell into at 2 o'clock in the morning and the many, many conversations she's had with the opposite sex. This is in a courtroom, and we are definitely not your doctor, your therapist, or even an international dating consultant. We are not here to judge anyone. We are just opening the curtain on a different perspective, the kind you only get when you've lived a little, loved a lot, and maybe once or twice, cried in an airport bathroom because the guy you were trying to meet up with is now on TikTok on his way to Brazil. Now, with that said, let's get back to our story. Allow me to introduce our first case study of the evening, a man I'll call Trevor the Traveler. Trevor is a 30-something bro and owns exactly one suitcase, which he's been using since college. Bless his heart. Hey, Bridget. Yeah, so I've been thinking, American women? Not worth the effort. I'm heading overseas because those women, they get it. They appreciate a real man like me. A real man? Trevor, sweetheart, your real man diet consists of week-old beer in the fridge, and you're still texting your ex from a year ago, even though she's changed her number twice. That's exactly why I'm leaving. Women here are impossible. Too demanding, too independent. They ask questions. They want things. Imagine that. A woman with needs. You think we were building a rocket ship? No. Listen. Overseas women are different. They're traditional. They cook. They clean. They don't argue. They don't swipe left or right on me, whichever one is better. And they see a man like me, and they know that I'm a catch. you have one towel, Trevor.
Well, it's a good towel.
It's from Walmart's dorm aisle.
You just don't understand the struggle. Women here expect a man to have goals, hygiene, and ambition. I just want a woman who appreciates me for me, flaws and all.
Trevor, honey, those aren't flaws. Those are choices.
Well, when I get to Thailand or Colombia or whichever one has the best dating scene, I'm finally going to find a woman who treats me right. Someone who knows her place.
He said it, folks. He said the sentence.
And when she sees I'm from America, boom, instant upgrade for her.
Or maybe, Trevor dear, she'll see the truth, which is that you're not actually escaping American women. You're escaping your own personal growth. You're looking for someone who won't challenge you because you're scared of becoming the kind of man who could handle being challenged.
That's not true.
Sure. And you're also 6'3".
I'm 6 foot in boots, but you know.
I rest my case. Trevor's not a villain. He's not hopeless. He's just one of many men convinced that the problem is the pond, not their fishing skills. But don't worry, our flight isn't over. There are more passengers waiting in the departure lounge. In a moment, we'll meet passenger number 2, the romantic idealist, the man who truly believes he's found paradise abroad. Now, let's stroll down the aisle and meet our next passenger, a man I like to call the romantic idealist. You've seen his type. You know this type. He's the guy who books a one-way ticket, packs maybe 3 awesome linen shirts, and suddenly believes he's the Bruce Wayne of paradise. When he talks about going overseas, he doesn't mention his frustration or his bitterness towards women at all. He talks about meeting his destiny. He says things like, American dating culture just doesn't understand the real me. He paints a very romantic picture of foreign love. The women are gentle. The energy is peaceful. The sunsets are pink. And in this fantasy, he's not a man with flaws or personal fears. He's an explorer, like Christopher Columbus, finding the woman who finally gets him. And you know what? There's kind of something sweet in that. There's something human. Because deep down, he isn't running from women. He's running from disappointment. He's running from feeling like he's never quite enough here on American soil. When he tells his story, it's all glowing reviews. Women aboard. Aboard. Women abroad appreciate romance. They take pride in their femininity. They're not jaded. He says it with this, like, sincerity in his chest that almost makes you want to pack your suitcase and just go right with him. But here's where the story gets complicated, because the reality is he didn't suddenly become a better man when he stepped off the plane. The culture changed. The scenery changed. The expectations changed. But he is still him. Sometimes these men fall in love overseas because they're finally showing up as the version of themselves they're never allowed to exist at home. They feel lighter. They feel wanted. They feel admired. And admiration can feel intoxicating when you haven't felt it in a long time. But shows like mine are going into these rabbit holes because sometimes as an outside perspective is vital for all of us to grow. And what we're all hoping is just to understand and wonder if they see what we see, that this outside admiration is not intimacy. And what often happens is that this part is what rarely makes it into TikTok. This is the part. It's that eventually the cultural differences, the financial imbalance, and that communication gap, you know, between the Latinas. Oye, mi amor, mira, si tú no haces eso, yo no me voy a decir nada. Tienes que hacer esto, tienes que hacer el otro. Si no, no me hables. If you understood that, good for you. It starts to show. And not in a dramatic way, but slowly, the postcard fantasy becomes a little more real, a little more complicated, and dare I say, a little more human. Basically, you're bringing the problems that you might have in the U.S. not only with you overseas, but then if you bring her over with a visa, what have you, now you're basically caging up a woman with no family, no source of income, who only relies on you. Oh, shit. Is that why passport bros are going? Now, am I saying that love story overseas can't work? No, not at all. Some of the healthiest, most beautiful relationships I've ever seen have come from cross-cultural worlds. I'm one of them. As a Latina woman myself, most of my relationships have been American men, but I've also been married to a Russian. So I get it. I've been there, and that's why I can speak from experience. But these couples did the work. Now, I didn't, but we're not talking about me. The couples that I met and that I know, they've communicated and they've compromised. They respected each other enough to meet in the middle instead of expecting the other person to play a role. So our romantic idealist isn't a villain either. He's definitely someone searching for a connection in a world that keeps telling men to be strong, silent, and basically robotic. He's someone who wants to feel appreciated, but hasn't yet learned how to truly show up. And that's where the truth of this whole movement starts to unravel. Because every passport bro story, okay, not every, but most passport bro stories that I came across during the research on Instagram and on TikTok, they're very romantic, you know, they're frustrated, they're very hopeful, they are definitely delusional. And some of this comes back to the same question. Sir, are you looking for a partner or a one-sided relationship where you acquire the control? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is where our case study leaves us today, standing somewhere between hope and reality, between fantasy and accountability, between a man looking for love and a man looking for a quote-unquote traditional woman. If I hear the word traditional one more time, because apparently we in the U.S. are all overly feminist, and don't even get me started on that topic.
Thank you so much for enjoying this week's episode of Bridget Unfiltered. If you are enjoying what you're listening to, go ahead and subscribe to the channel on YouTube, on Instagram, all at Bridget Unfiltered. Listen wherever you pod, leave a review on iTunes, do all the things, join the society and read the blog at www.theunfilteredsociety.com.
What I've noticed is that underneath the jokes and the memes, you kind of have men who felt and have been feeling invisible. Men who feel unwanted. Men who feel like they're somehow always disappointing someone. They're looking around and thinking, well, if women here don't value me, maybe women somewhere else will. On the other side, you have women who feel drained. Women who feel like they're carrying the emotional weight of every relationship, situationship, almost relationship, and break up. Women who have built careers, lives, stability, and are tired of feeling like asking for effort makes them too much. Mind you, building this life for us is because we literally haven't been able to count on anyone. One out of every three dates have been clowns, dopamine depleted, overly stressed men. Sorry, not here to offend. Both sides are exhausted. Both sides think that the other is a problem. And meanwhile, dating apps sit in the corner, which totally reminds me of broken vending machines. You know, the ones that spit out those little snacks. Remember those in our school lunches? Yeah? No? Oh, okay. Because all they're doing is just spitting out the same three snacks. So anyway, it's just my thoughts. If you could only be in my brain. So when the past we're bro conversation shows up online, it kind of hits a nerve. It becomes a symbol of everything that feels off in dating. Men say it proves they're undervalued. Women say it proves men are avoiding accountability. And everyone is just arguing in circles. But here's the funny part. Everyone is kind of talking about the same thing. The Passport Bro discourse isn't actually about foreign women, not in my opinion. It's about men who feel disconnected from the women around them and women who feel disconnected from the men around them. And it's about expectations that no one can seem to agree on and roles that have shifted so fast. People are still dizzy. Now, I've had conversations with men who genuinely feel happier dating abroad. I've talked to others who came back home with a suitcase full of disappointment, a disease-filled dick, and a vacation fling that lasted 3 weeks and that was done. I've also talked to women who felt insulted by the whole movement and others who have said, you know what? If they go overseas looking for easier women, that's their business. It weeds out the ones who were never ready for a real relationship anyway. And that was an interesting perspective, Mary. That was interesting. But underneath all of it, what I keep hearing quietly is that we are all scared. So if we strip away the hashtags, the travel blogs, and the dramatics on all social medias, the Passport Bro conversation is really a mirror. One that's showing where men and women are struggling to understand each other. Some people use this mirror to blame others, and others use it to escape. But the few, and in between, are brave enough to look at it and realize, okay, the problem isn't location. The problem is me. And that is where things get interesting. Because the next segment, we're diving into the part no one puts on social media. What are these men actually looking for? How was I, as an adult entertainer, feel I was and have been part of a problem? And we're going to look into the heart of it. What men say they want versus what women think they want. Because if you listen to Passport Bro videos long enough, you'll start hearing the same list of must-haves over and over. It sounds so clean, so organized, like a checklist. But real life isn't a packing list to tape in your suitcase, ladies and gentlemen. Men will tell you they want a traditional woman, a feminine woman, a peaceful woman, someone who cooks, someone who doesn't argue, someone who isn't on her phone, someone who isn't too modern. And when you hear that, you picture a 1950s magazine ad with a woman vacuuming in heels. But here is a twist. When you talk to men one-on-one, privately, quietly, without the pressure of social media, it hasn't been about tradition. It's about how they feel when they're with her. And I can understand that. How men want to feel respected. They want to feel appreciated. They want someone feminine. But what they actually want is a woman who makes them feel grounded, not attacked. They say they want someone who doesn't argue. But what they really want is someone who doesn't turn every disagreement into a character assassination. Okay. So here's where things get messy. Because women in the U.S. want many of those same things. But the way we express it has changed. Women are more direct, more vocal, more emotional. We are much more protective of our boundaries. And somewhere along the way, some men started reading female independence as female rejection towards them. And instead of saying, I want to feel appreciated, they're just saying, bitch, I'm going overseas. But when you peel off that back underneath tone of bravado and, you know, insecurity, there's struggle happening. And this temporary peace that men will feel abroad, half of it is a woman and the other half is a version of themselves that they're finally allowed to show up in. And maybe that's the real conversation that we should have. Not why are the passport bros going, but why do they think they have to go so far to feel loved? And why can't they feel that here? Because the answer isn't in another country. The answer is in the parts of themselves as men that they don't feel safe showing up at home. Interesting, huh? Well, I think so. As we start landing this conversation for today, here's a question that's been on my mind while doing this rabbit hole. Are passport bros actually unhappy with women? Or are they unhappy with themselves? Because let's be honest, it's so easy to blame a whole gender. It's easy to point to feminism or American culture or dating apps and say, that's why I'm struggling. But that's just all noise. The real tension sits inside people, inside the expectations we all carry, inside the insecurities that we're all hiding, and inside the fears that we just don't know how to express out loud. Because I don't think most men are running from relationships. They're just running from that man inside that they can't confront. The ones that are feeling rejected. The ones that are feeling unprepared. The ones that want love but don't quite know how to give it. Men want traditional women? Well, women want safety. But everyone wants a connection. We're trying to build is shifting every year. Between our gender roles changing, our technology changing, culture changing. You can't tell me that the dating that you're doing now is the same that you were doing 5 or even 10 years ago. And the emotional skill set that is needed to date today is completely different from what our parents needed to possess. I mean, in the 60s, men could go out, have one job, and pay for an entire household. Huh. Try that now. And that's why this whole passport bro conversation isn't about passports at all. It's about people trying to find the version of themselves that feels wanted, even if they have to cross an ocean to find it. And here's the funny thing, that the more I explore this topic, the more layers I'm finding. Spiritual, emotional, cultural, and it's not just a quick flyover. So as I was mapping out the rest of this episode, I had a moment. I looked at my notes, my conversations, the research, the stories, the psychology behind all of this, and I realized there is something bigger. And it's bigger than just one episode. It's bigger than a single flight on Bridget Unfiltered Airlines. And if we keep going right now, you're going to be here for hours. So, you know what? We're going to make this a 2-part series. Today, we opened the curtain. We met our characters. We set the stage. We got a little honest and we definitely got curious. But in part two, we're going to go deeper. We're going to break down the cultural dynamics. And as I mentioned earlier, how I feel as the adult entertainer of my past, what could have been done within that genre of entertainment that might have fucked up the brains of some dudes. And most importantly of all of this, the Latina female perspective of Passport Bros. Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen. So this is Bridget signing off for today. Same flight path, same crew. Part two coming up next.
Thank you for flying Bridget Unfiltered Airways. See you next time.